in a matter of Dina Falcon, burden on behalf of the OAE. Please come to the center and tell us if you've had any communications with Ms. Falcon, please.
Yes, good afternoon. May it please the court. The OAE has reviewed the matter and service is proper. I've had no communication with Ms. Tina Falcon.
Can you shed any light on whether the fees earned in this case should be returned?
Yes, absolutely. So the OAE obviously is confident that the court has reviewed our submissions dated February 5th, 2026, as well as February 20th, 2026. Obviously, I'll answer any questions that you have. When it comes to the repayment of fees, Ms. Falcon has failed to pay either grievant any amount of monies whatsoever in this matter. As outlined in the OAE's submission of February 20th, 2026, we did outline several possible resolutions to this matter. One being ordering 100% disgorgement in this case as a condition of final discipline. Even though the factual presentation indicated that Ms. Falcon completed some work, no fee arbitration occurred, and no quantum merit analysis was undertaken by that body, or invoking rule 1:1, I'm sorry, rule 1:1-2 and relax rule 1:20A-2C4, and granting limited jurisdiction to a fee arbitration committee for a hearing by way of order. However, based upon the OAE's knowledge of respondents.
What work did you understood to be done? I didn't see that in the records. You said that, sorry, Ms. Falcon had done work on the cases. What
Well,
specific work was done on the cases?
it's a little unclear what specifically was done by Ms. Falcon because she did not produce any type of the only thing that Ms. Falcon ever produced in this matter was a petition that she pretended to file in the Korean courts, which appeared to be in Korean.
Was there a boilerplate memo that was prepared as well?
Yes, that is correct, Your Honor. For Ms. Rajal Fox, a legal memorandum was essentially turned over. I don't know if the OAE considers it a legal memorandum, but that is obviously up for the court's discretion to decide.
Well, did the DRB or does the OAE have information about expenses that she actually incurred, that Ms. Falcon actually incurred?
Ms. Falcon produced no legal invoices, no bills, no retainer agreements. The OAE has absolutely no idea how she came about charging Mr. DeLacia $20,600, as well as Ms. Fox $1,900.
Any proof that she paid translators or things of that nature?
No concrete proof, Your Honor.
Any canceled checks? Any evidence of wire transfers that the OAE has?
No evidence whatsoever.
Did she submit anything?
The only submission that Ms. Falcon ever gave us, I believe, were proof that Ms. Fox and Mr. DeLacia wire transferred their payments to a private bank account.
And one question is the merits. When she stepped in, to some extent in Mr. DeLacio's case in 2015, was it still a live case with respect to the statute of limitations?
No, Your Honor, it was not. The statute of limitations had run in 2014.
Other questions, anyone? Your request for relief, what should the appropriate discipline be in this case?
Yes, so we agree with the Disciplinary Review Board in the they requested a 1-year suspension.
How about as to the fees that were earned, that were received, not earned?
I'm sorry, Your Honor, are you asking what the OAE believes these
The
grievants
OAE
should be paid
believe
back?
that, yes, does the OAE believe this court should order that the fees be repaid.
Well, Your Honor,
And if not, why not?
it is my belief that the Lawyers Fund for Client Protection is in a much better position with their procedures and policies to determine how much monies should be repaid to these grievants.
But that money comes from the fund. That doesn't come from Ms. Falcon.
That is correct, but it's my understanding that the fund would repay these grievants, and then the fund would then in turn request those monies from Dina Falcon.
Would seek, perhaps.
Correct.
Is there a reason in this case not to do so at this point? Not to order the return of the funds at this point?
If you're asking for 100% disgorgement at this juncture, I mean, Ms. Falcon resides in Mexico. I'm not sure. Obviously, she has not appeared today. In order for these grievances to be made whole, it's my understanding that it would be best done by the Client Protection Fund. However, if the court decides to order 100% disgorgement, it's obviously within your full discretion to do so.
If we didn't, would she be allowed to practice law again in 1 year without having ever paid back these clients who allege that no work was done for them, they benefited not at all, and she kept their money?
It is my understanding that after the 1 year suspension, she would be able to practice law again. I do believe she is currently temporarily suspended for failure to cooperate with the OEE's case. So if she's satisfied any of those conditions.
So shouldn't one of those conditions be that she repay the clients?
If the court wishes for that to be ordered, then so absolutely.
Does the OAE have a recommendation as to whether the court order that?
So as within our February 20th, 2026 submission, we did lay out multiple resolutions to this matter, but you know, the court could obviously direct the fund to compensate the clients directly in this matter.
We're referring to ordering Ms. Falcon to disgorge the fund.
Again, if the
which
court...
Which wouldn't bar the grievance here from going to the fund if they did not receive money from her, correct?
I'm sorry, could you ask that again?
If the court were to enter such an order and it was not paid, the individuals who were harmed could go to the fund, correct? Or would they be barred?
It is my understanding that if you order them to be paid and they were not paid, the Office of Attorney Ethics could then issue an order essentially stating that she is not complying with a court order.
Set that to one side. You've a couple of times suggested she should go to the fund. If this court would order, as part of its ruling in the disciplinary matter, that she disgorged the fees, would that in any way inhibit the fund from awarding her those monies if she doesn't get them from Ms. Falcon?
It is my understanding they have already sought the monies from the Client Protection Fund and were denied. So,
do you know why?
So according to the New Jersey Lawyers Fund for Client Protection, they cited a nexus jurisdiction that was lacking in both matters. They said that the nexus jurisdiction requires that the dishonest conduct involved in the claim must arise from a representation that implicates the practice of law in New Jersey. Your claim did not satisfy that standard. So they cited to this nexus jurisdiction in both both claims.
Understood. So then your earlier answer that they could go to the fund seems to have already taken place. Back to the question from the court is, should that be part of the court's resolution of the disciplinary matter now? Should it include that Ms. Falcon repay the fees she received?
Yes.
Other questions, anyone? Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll take the matter under advisement. Court's in recess for the day.